This podcast is sponsored by Talkspace.
Last year, I went through many different life changes. I needed to take a pause and examine how I was feeling in the inside to better show up for the ones who need me to be my best version of myself.
When you're navigating life's changes, Talkspace can help. Talkspace is the number one rated online therapy, bringing you professional support from licensed therapists and psychiatry providers that you can access anytime, anywhere.
Living a busy life, navigating a long-distance relationship, becoming a first-step father, Talkspace made all of those journeys possible. I could speak with my therapist in the office. I could speak with my therapist in the comfort of my home. I was never alone.
Talkspace works with most major insurers, and most insured members have a $0 copay. No insurance, no problem. Now get $80 off your first month with promo code SPACE80 when you go to Talkspace.com. Match with a licensed therapist today at Talkspace.com. Save $80 with code SPACE80 at Talkspace.com.
Following messages from Dwayne the Mattress Guy from Mattress by Appointment Hillsborough.
Hey Ryan, just calling in for Hoppy in the Morning. Your podcast's been killing it lately. Been loving it. Got the good vibes going. Nice job. That's right. We're doing 50 to 80% off retail. We've got the $25 down plan. Got to call me, text me. You know my number, 813-452-5555. We'll set up a private showing. Come take a look at all the queens that we got on display, but I've also got kings, fulls, and twins. Whatever you like, we're taking on the same day. Just the other day, a guy was in, Javane came in, I think 2 weeks ago. He was looking for a king, got the mattress and the box spring. And, he had a 1 o'clock appointment with me on, I think it was on a Thursday. And we had it in his bedroom before 2 o'clock. It was like 10 minutes to two, I was pulling up to his house. So, I mean, it's that easy. And, you know, I take care of my people. It's one-on-one. I don't have a bunch of employees. Yeah, 813-452-5555. Ryan, you're doing a good job there. Thanks a lot. Appreciate all your help. And that's why I loved, using, Mattress by Appointment to sponsor the podcast. Take it easy, man.
Anything you hear may and will be used against you. Thank you.
Call security!
We met young Ryan Hoppy. Ryan.
Okay, and your name?
Ryan Hoppy.
Okay, Ryan Hoppy, where do you live?
Arlington Heights.
Ah, so you're from the rich north suburbs.
What's going on, Ryan Hoppy? This is Tony Romo.
Your buddy, Ryan Hoppy.
No one knows who Ryan Hoppy is.
You never have to worry about offending Ryan Hoppy.
Isn't he like 7 foot tall?
He's 7 foot tall.
He's a kid.
He's
right.
A kid.
He's got good mentors.
And he's motivated.
Hoppy Hour. Hoppy Hour.
Damn, son, where'd you find this?
He never holds back, and he speaks his mind. Welcome back to Hoppy Hour.
This should be played at high volume, preferably in a residential area.
Ladies and gentlemen, here it is, the most listened to radio show on the planet. Other stations are tuned in too.
Oh yeah, what's happening? This is Hoppy Hour. I am your host, Ryan Hoppy. Call the show at 856-49-HOPPY. That's 856-494-6773. You can tweet at me at Ryan Hoppy Radio, and you can always email me, ryanhoppyradio@gmail.com. Oh yeah, let's get right into it. There's so much to talk about today. I see this from the Daily Mail. Reigning MVP Aaron Rodgers sends fans into a frenzy as he walks into Packers training camp as Nicolas Cage's character from Con Air. Now, this is the most unsurprising thing I've ever heard about Aaron Rodgers. Him doing something for attention, him being a contrarian, this is what he lives off of. Aaron Rodgers loves to have you talk about him. It's like his favorite thing. It's very evident going up against the COVID vaccine. And now this, it's always like me, which is probably why none of his relationships work. Everything is probably me. He turns heads immediately in a white vest and blue jeans when he arrived. Rodgers was in fancy dress, channeling the character from the movie. He's about to begin his 18th year in the NFL. Oh my God, doesn't that number just seem ginormous, bro? I would think like 12, 18 years. And only one NFC championship. Man, that is not talked about. He's good in the regular season, but when you really need Aaron Rodgers to show up and be a winner in the playoffs, when you really need Aaron Rodgers to be the all-time greats, he kind of does not show up. kind of the unspoken thing, because he won a Super Bowl by beating the Falcons in the playoffs and then an awful Chicago Bears team, and then he beat Pittsburgh. Aaron Rodgers, he won a championship. Woo! He has lost every other NFC championship. If this was any other quarterback, we'd be crucifying them. But, oh, it's Aaron Rodgers? We got to defend his honor. It's the most unspoken thing about Aaron Rodgers is that he cannot win when it matters. Regular season against the Arizona Cardinals, he'll put up 45 points and look amazing. But in the playoffs, nope. All right, I see this here. Speaking of the Cardinals, they were on my mind. So, Cardinals quarterback Kyler Murray has a homer clause in his new $230 million deal, which includes him having to review tape for 4 hours a week. They're like, we are willing to pay you whatever you want, Kyler. You're a pretty good player. You help us out a lot. We really like you, but we need you to learn a little more. We don't want you to be the Vince Young of this generation, like a more talented Vince Young. Because that was the problem with all those quarterbacks, was they were talented, but they were idiots. They didn't do any, like, watching a film. They weren't trying to learn at all. They weren't trying to be taught. They were narcissists. They're like, I got the job. I don't need to listen to anybody. Kyler Murray is like, for me to succeed, I'm going to need to kind of put in a little more effort than those previous guys. Oh, man. Vince Young and, like, Madden 2009, when you'd throw the bomb, oh, man, you just run to the right side of the pocket, and it had a little glitch where, like, Vince Young was completing an 80-yard pass. That's when you know it's a video game glitch. It's when he's completing a pass. Here is what Kyler Murray said in 2021, though. I'm not one of those guys that's going to sit there and kill myself watching film. I don't sit there for 24 hours. Yeah, so pretty much last year you had Kyler Murray going, oh, yeah, I don't need film. I'm so good at being quarterback that I'll just throw it right into the pocket and I could probably learn a thing or two from film. But I don't need film. We'll just fizzle out at the end of the playoffs and barely make the wild card game and then fizzle out in the game. I don't need film. And then all of a sudden they're like, hey, buddy, you're going to need to watch a lot of film. We're willing to pay you whatever you want because you got a lot of potential. But, yeah, we're not really going to, like, go, yeah, you're not watching film. You know, that was incredibly the first thing they brought up. They went, Kyler, we like you. We want to marry you, but you need to improve on some things. 856 49 Hoppy. I saw this next headline here, and I said to myself, man, this is the biggest no-brainer ever. iPhone users say Apple's new iOS 15.6 update is ruining their battery life, with reports of charge draining within a few hours. Duh. Do you ever notice that your phone begins to die after 2 years? There's just random things that aren't working or whatever. It's called the touch disease. And the touch disease is after you've had your phone for 2 years, it begins to die on you, so you have to pay $1,000 for a new phone. Because all of us wouldn't mind having the same phone for 10 years because it's the economical thing. But they're like, no, you can only have us for so long. Oh, but it included the fact that this update that is ruining everyone's phone was there to look for 39 security vulnerabilities. That's always a good thing. When they literally didn't have the update to help out our phone, they updated our phones because there were security issues and they were a little vulnerable. Yeah, you know, like, it's not what you want to hear from your internet provider. Yeah, we're a little vulnerable to an attack. Nothing to do here, but, you know, just see where our life is going. You know what I'm saying? Like, that is not something you want to know. Like, very quickly, I wonder how often companies are getting hacked into, but then they, like, pay the hacker off. Like, remember the fapping in 2014? I totally didn't look at that. I feel so bad looking at that. Remember when every celebrity ever, their nude got released? And it was like 2014. It's even easy to find now. And you saw like clam chowder on Jennifer Lawrence and that. Like, it was naughty pictures. And it was like, ugh. Like, you feel so creepy. But yeah, it was a big thing in 2014. Every radio show was talking about it and that. I cannot imagine being famous. I just can't even imagine. I can't fathom it. It seems out of this world. There's also some breaking news here. says Amanda Bynes and Paul Michael split. The couple have ended their two-year relationship. Yeah, that's kind of the maximum you're going to get with Amanda Bynes. She's very mentally ill. She's not all there. I'm not being mean. I'm just being factual. It might sound a little mean, but she's probably very hard to date. She probably has awful mood swings. She probably goes 9 or 10 days without showering, and she'll yell at you and just look awful all day and then treat you badly. Yeah. That's those relationships where they have like 9 boyfriends and they're like, it's always the boyfriend's fault. I don't have any flaws at all. And the same could be said for men. They're like, I go through woman after woman, but it's their fault. Yeah. At some point, you're kind of the problem as well. And Amanda Bynes would be the problem. Amanda Bynes is not somebody you'd really want to date. That's somebody you're friends with benefits. And that's not me being mean. You just can't get attached to that because there's probably a sweet, loving side of Amanda Bynes. Oh, it's adorable. She's so cute. You fall in love with her. And then you get attached and you know it's going to end. So there's no reason to get attached to Amanda Bynes because she's going to love you hard and then she's going to rip you hard. That's what happens when you date crazy girls. I have a little bit of experience.
Happy hour. Happy hour.
Happy hour will be right back.
Man, this following segment was brought to you by Amir Academy of Martial Arts. When I tell you that Amir Academy is the best in the Bay, I'm a man of my words. For all the info, AmirAcademy.com.
Happy hour. Happy hour.
This little guy. Buddy, if I had a peanut, I'd give it to you.
Bizarro, I love you. Bizarro, I love you.
Hey, who's got a peanut for Turtle Face? Don't, he's allergic.
They'll kill me.
Call Hoppy now. 856-49-HOPPY. Tweet at him at Ryan Hoppy Radio.
He's the voice of a generation that got screwed by the baby boomers. Welcome back to Hoppy Hour.
Ladies and gentlemen, here it is, the most listened to radio show on the planet. Even the other stations are tuned in too.
Oh, yeah. Sitting here recording at 7 p.m. on a Tuesday. And it's 7 p.m. and I just chugged a Bang Energy so I can be caffeinated and awake for this show. Because I'm here to provide you high energy content. And some people would say, maybe talk a little softer. Nah! I don't work for NPR. All right. This is from the Daily Mail. Brad Pitt's $40 million Pacific Paradise Retreat. I will be expecting that invitation, by the way, Brad. Please let me know. Actor splashes out on cliffside bachelor pad in celeb hotspot of Carmel. Oh, yeah, in Carmel, California. Sure, they're not going to have wildfires over there, and then he loses his $40 million mansion. Also, let's not lie to ourselves. This mansion is a midlife crisis. He's very upset that he lost literally every legal case against Angelina Jolie, so he's just trying to live out his happiness. The property was designed by iconic 20th century architect Charles Summer Green for author D.L. James. So this is for the rich, uppity people. This is for the people that have a lot of money, the people that have a lot of power. Your average Joe that becomes a millionaire ain't moving into these houses. These houses are a little more bougie. They're not really in your pay range. 856-49-HOPPY. I saw this next headline here, and I feel bad that it happened. I'm upset. I'm not rooting for it to happen. But you ever see just how dumb people are, and then when something bad happens to them, you're like, but you were doing a dumb decision. Why do I know this? Because I've made some dumb decisions. So you kind of know. People are like, why are you doing that decision? Can you please do better? And you're like, I'll learn in 2 years. So I'm seeing this here. Parents are putting their 3-year-old kids on TikTok. Makes perfect sense. An app that has a lot of issues overseas in China with the data reach and all that. You're telling me you're just going to put your kid's picture on there and trust that? Makes sense. Mother of the year. TikTok moms remove videos of their kids from app over fears they are being targeted by pedophiles after footage of TikTok's most popular three-year-old girl is saved by thousands of men. Oh, that's good. There's a feature to see how people saved the video or if they shared it or commented or liked it. And you can see how many people saved it. Like, it's like you can have your own collection. And 1,000 men saved it. That is just a little off-putting. But then again, you're putting your kid on a public forum. I'm just in awe. I don't even know what to say. Why would you put your three-year-old kid on TikTok? You know what I mean? Like, oh my God. Because then you're literally putting it out there for the kid to get their life to be nothing more than anxiety. They're reading comments at age 5. You suck. Babies down the block are funnier than you. Idiots. That mom probably had the kid because she didn't know what else to do with her life, and this gives her personality. And now she feels bad, but in the moment when she was getting all the clout, she wasn't worried about this at all. It says here that experts are warning parents about the dark side of that app. You're telling me, pause. You're telling me there's a dark side to TikTok? Oh my God, I would have had no idea. I thought everything was wonderful with TikTok. I saw this next headline here, and I don't know if I saw Black Sports Online tweeted Robert Little, or somebody tweeted it, and you're just like, oh yeah. The guy wanted it. Florida rapper Rolly Bands dares his haters on IG to confront him. And he says, if you want smoke, I'm at my crib in 5 minutes. He is shot dead outside his Tampa apartment 5 minutes later. It was almost like he just knew. I don't know what Rolly Bands was doing. I'm sure he performed a lot in Ybor City. He's a big rapper in Tampa, and I bet he put on good shows. But yeah, that's just him, like, just trying to die. You know, he's going, ah, whatever. I could live for 2 more weeks or just get it over with now. When you're telling everybody, hey, I'm going to be over in 5 minutes, who wants to hang out? Who wants to have some chips and guac? I mean, I'm not trying to make jokes here, but I'm just saying, Rolly Benz, like, rest in peace, dude. Man, what a way to go out. Just go, hey, kill me, and then they did. Authorities believe the suspects knew and targeted the rapper. Oh, no, it was just a random afternoon. I mean, it wouldn't make sense for the bad parts of Tampa. But what I'm saying is this. I am telling you that it wasn't like these were random people who were like, hey, let's go kill somebody. These people were targeted towards Rolly Benz. Of course. I love when the authorities will pretend like they figured out information so they tell you obvious facts to make you think it's really deep information. We think the person that shot the rapper 5 minutes before he was on social media, yeah, we think that maybe they're involved with it. Like, no shit, Sherlock. Authorities are searching for the suspects who fled the scene. Oh, I'm sure everybody in that neighborhood's going to be talking, right? I'm sure everybody in that neighborhood's going to want to snitch on this situation. If I lived over there, if this happened anywhere that I lived, there was a murder, and they were like, yeah, blah, blah, blah. Did you see anything? And I was like, maybe saw a guy walking to a house. I'd be like, no. Because you're just asking for yourself to get killed. You know what I mean? Like, you don't always have to do the right thing. For the most part, you got to do the right thing. But when it involves protecting your life and you can just have someone else snitch. Because some people might feel bad if they didn't tell the truth and then the guy kept going. But you got to protect your own life, man. Snitches do get hurt, man. No one likes a snitch. No one goes, oh my God, invite that snitch to the club. He's just going to be fun to hang out with and so trustworthy. 856-49-HOPPY. More news on Brittany Griner. Man, things are just looking really bad in this situation. No one can look at this Brittany Griner situation and go, man, things are legitimately looking up for her. It took me twice to say that. You can't look at that situation and go, oh my God, Brittany Griner is really going to get out on top. Wouldn't be the first time. Here's what I'm saying. I'm telling you, I think she's going to get 10 years in prison. I'm not trying to manifest it. I'm not trying to be a douchebag. I'm not trying to be a shock jock. But there's quotes online of the government saying, we don't care. This is our rules. And there she was disrespecting the country. Listen, this country has a lot of fucked up things. But let me tell you, we're pretty easy, man. That's why we have so many issues right now. We're dumb as hell. But the charges would have been dropped 4 months ago. It would have barely gone to court. But you don't mess around in Russia. And she's all anti-American. This is what you get then. Hang on in Russia. She wishes, Brittany Griner does, her wife good luck on her bar exam as her defense team tells Russia she packed in a rush and did not realize she had brought her cannabis vape pen. Oh, yeah, I was just kind of like trying to figure out where my swimsuit is for the hotel. I'm trying to figure out where my socks are. Oh, and my weed pen. I'm going to bring this to Russia. Let me just accidentally put this in my bag. I mean, how do you accidentally go, hey, this thing I shouldn't be bringing to Russia because it's barely legal in America and it's a felony if you have it without your medical card, look it up. Bullshit law. If it's barely legal in America, how the hell is it going to be good to bring that to Russia, Brittany? Hey, a country that already hates us, and she did this like during the week of the Ukraine attack back in February when we pretended to care about the Ukraine for 3 weeks. I don't know where the common sense was. I don't think she has much common sense. I think she was entitled and thought everything was given to her because she was the first woman to ever dunk in an NBA or in a WNBA game. And she thinks she's amazing because everybody has kissed her ass because she's a revolutionary player. But overseas in Russia, they don't care. They look at you and they go, oh, you're just a cocky American. Get out of my face. Why would you bring a weed pen overseas? You think about that, like, it's barely legal to, like, fly around with it in your bag going from Portland to Albuquerque. Why would you want to bring that overseas? Don't get it, man. So I saw this headline here today, and I was just like, oh, it's one of those where a celebrity dies but doesn't die, and they leak the information too early, like with the guy from Ghetto Boys a few years ago, because Tony Dow is not dead. Earlier in the day, I guess he was on the show Leave It to Beaver. They said he passed on his Facebook, but he is alive and in hospice. So yeah, essentially, he's dead. It's not like he woke up and was like, woo! Yep. He's dead, but not dead. You know what I mean? Because once you reach hospice, I can't imagine working that job. Shout out to anybody that's working hospice, man. I couldn't deal with that. That would, at least in the hospital, you kind of are like hopeful that they're going to beat cancer. You're kind of hopeful that they're going to figure out how to live or whatever, or how to be a parent if you're in the baby ward. But like when you're working at a hospice, you're just there at the end of the life. It's going to be weird vibes. Can't be a fun time, but I respect you out there. All you hardworking nurses. Oh, yeah. You keep doing your thing. 856-49-HOPPY. Netflix documentary is set to lay on bare shocking 2012 catfishing scandal of Notre Dame football player Monte Teo as transgender woman who posed as his terminally ill girlfriend and faked her death admit she concocts wild hoax because she was in love with him. Oh yeah, this is just what we need. The dumb bitch who messed with Monte Teo 10 years ago. We need her to now be a victim somehow. I mean, it is the lowest thing to ever do to a person. Catfish them, you know? Just bang them if you want to.
Happy hour. Happy hour.
Happy hour will be right back.
Oh, yeah. This following segment was brought to you by WestchasePrinting.com. When I tell you that they are the best printing company, I am a man of my words. I wouldn't lie to you. I would not put you guys in the wrong direction. WestchasePrinting.com.
Happy hour. Happy hour.
Doctors say the life expectancy of the average man is now 76.2 years.
76.2, but I'm already 38.1. I've wasted half my life. Half my life gone, and I'm only guaranteed 38 more years.
Call Hoppy now. 856-49-HOPPY.
Ladies and gentlemen, here it is, the most listened to radio show on the planet. Even the other stations are tuned in, too.
Oh, yeah. 856-49-HOPPY. It's 856-494-6773. You can tweet at me, at Ryan Hoppy Radio. You can always email me, RyanHoppyRadio@gmail.com. And if you're listening, man, let me know. Message me. Let me know what you're thinking. Any critiques. I'd rather hear compliments, but I'll take critiques. Because I look at all the different cities that are listening to Hoppy Hour. Hey, how's it going? I appreciate you guys.
Yo, what's up? Baby, let's go.
But I want to hear from you guys. Just message me a little bit. Let's communicate. If I'm recording for you guys, I want to hear from you guys.
Wow! Hoppy Hot Topic!
Oh, yeah. Let's get into some Hollywood life. This is going to be so good. Today's news is just going to be on top of the world. It's going to be so different than the previous day's news.
Hey guys, it's Allie for Hollywood Life with your music roundup, starting with the MTV Video Music Award nominees.
Oh, yeah. Nothing says relevancy like the MTV Video Music Awards. Everybody cares about that, right? Like, if you actually do, you're a vapid person. You're not someone I want to hang out with. Oh my God, I'm taking the MTV Video Music Awards seriously. Yeah, don't come by me in the club.
The highly anticipated award show unveiled the noms for this year's award ceremony, and let's just say Kendrick Lamar, Jack Harlow, and Lil Nas X are leading the pack.
Now, Jack Harlow is so cool. By the way, I'm sick of all the Jack Harlow hate. Yeah, he's not the type of rap music you might like, but you can't deny that the dude's talented. I think country music is garbage, but I appreciate it. You know, I have a good taste. But I can see where the talent is. You got to look at it the same way with Jack Harlow. Also with Jack Harlow, the thing is everyone's like, his parents put money into his career. Sorry, a lot of people have their parents put money into their career. Just because you put money into the career doesn't mean you're guaranteed success. He had to work for it, dummies.
Now, the industry baby duo is up for Video of the Year and Artist of the Year, while Kendrick will actually compete against himself for Best Cinematography and Video for Good and Best Visual Effects.
Oh, yeah, competing against yourself. That sounds fun.
The award show is set to premiere on August 28th. Yeah. Who are you guys excited to see? Let us know in the comments.
Got it.
Moving on to one of the VMA queens, and that's Britney Spears.
Hell yeah, what's going on with her?
Yesterday, it was reported that the pop star will make her musical comeback for a duet with Elton John.
Okay.
But Hollywood Life can exclusively report that Britney isn't jumping headfirst into a full-fledged music career yet. Britney was in the recording studio last week with Elton to do a remix of his iconic song, Tiny Dancer. And
Elton's like, hey, can someone make me cool? I'm not good at retiring from music. Like, he does the retirement tours and that. And then everybody's like, oh my God, no one really cares.
And this single will eventually be the first time Brit has recorded new music since the release of her album Glory in 20.
I wonder how much autotune is going to be on that.
2016. Yeah. But according to a source close to the star, she wants to see how everyone reacts to this song before moving forward with more. Well, I can't wait to see how this song turns out. I mean, we saw Dua Lipa, her remix of Cold Heart.
Yeah.
Let's see what Britney can do. It's going to be epic. All right, and now let's talk about one of our favorite couples, Rihanna and A$AP Rocky. Last night,
I wonder what they're really like. Everyone bows down to them and goes, oh my God, I love them. I wonder what they're really like.
The newly cool parents were spotted heading out for a date night in New York City 2 months after the birth of their baby boy.
Hell yeah, they deserve it, man.
To look stylish as Riri rocked a navy blue satin corset under a black leather jacket.
She looks beautiful. It doesn't really translate to radio because you can't see it. So we're going to move on, you know. 856. 49 Hoppy.
Please don't be offended. He's sorry in advance.
Moving on to Chris Rock as he finally reacted to the infamous Will Smith slapping incident.
Finally reacted. He's responded about it like 9 times. This isn't the first. This is from July 26, 2022. They're saying that he finally reacted to it. He said a few things at the comedy club. That's bad reporting.
Recall that while Rock was presenting on stage at the 2022 Oscars, yeah. he made a joke about Will's wife, Jada Pinkett Smith, that Will didn't appreciate, and the King Richard star walked up on stage and slapped Chris across the face.
Hell yeah, he did.
Well, this past Sunday, while performing at PNC Bank Arts Center in New Jersey, Rock told the audience that even though the slap hurt, he didn't let it faze him, yeah. telling the crowd that he's not a victim.
Okay, man. We knew that. It was 4 months ago. Is that just going to be the thing that we talk about forever? Is that a fucking punch? Oh, my God. Who cares?
He didn't fully explain what he meant by that, but he still made jokes out of the situation in his true comedic style.
Yeah.
Chris said, yeah, that shit hurt. I shook that shit off and went to work the next day.
Wow, okay, it was a slap, bro. Like, God, I'm a victim of a slap. Yeah, it was annoying in the moment. Move on already.
Go to the hospital for a paper cut. And in another joke about the pain of getting slapped, Chris said, anyone who says words hurt has never been punched in the face.
Got it.
Well, I'm glad to see Chris can laugh, or at least...
Who cares? It was like a third of a year ago. Move on already. Here's someone that's about to have his life get turned upside down.
Whoa! Happy Hot Topic!
Elon Musk. This guy right here, man. This guy thought he was so cool. God, oh yeah, I'm knocking up women left and right. I'm such a cool guy. I'm Elon Musk. And all of a sudden... You find out that he was banging his buddy's wife, and his buddy is the guy that created Google, and that guy gave Elon Musk $500,000 so that his company wouldn't sink. And then he bangs his wife. All of a sudden, talking about all the women you banged, Elon Musk, it's getting a little heated. I wouldn't want to be involved in that catfight of all the women in the same room.
Elon Musk is blasting a bombshell claim that he had an affair with the wife of one of his closest friends.
Oh, no, you're shutting it down. Every other sexual thing that Elon Musk has ever done that has come out publicly, come out. Yeah. People have gone, oh, yeah, did you do it, Elon? And he'll go, yeah, I totally had that threesome. Oh, but now the one time something comes out and it's banging your buddy's wife, which we know you did. I had nothing to do with it.
A co-founder of Google, Sergey Brin. This is total BS. The world.
Oh, yeah. All the other sex campaigns, believe it, but not the one that's actually damning.
World's richest man says.
Elon Musk denying having an affair with the wife of Google's co-founder.
The explosive allegation appeared in a story in the prestigious Wall Street Journal. The newspaper claimed that Musk had a fling with the wife of fellow billionaire Sergey Brin.
Oh, yeah, they're better than us. I get it. Fellow billionaire. Jesus Christ.
The newspaper also claims that the alleged affair destroyed their friendship.
Got it.
The details of this alleged affair just boggle one's mind.
Seems
got it, man. We got it. He banged his buddy's wife. What a big deal. So did Simon Cowell.
Like these guys were pretty good friends, right?
Totally. Sergey Brin invested in Elon Musk's companies.
Yeah, but Elon Musk is a sociopath. I don't know how many times we have to repeat people. I don't know how many times we have to repeat that to people. That's what I'm trying to say. Is we know that Elon Musk is a scumbag. And if you forgot, that's on you, reporter.
Give him money, especially in the beginning.
Musk is worth $240 billion. Brin, a mere $95 billion.
Only $95 billion. Who wants that?
The Journal claimed it all happened last year while Brin and his wife Nicole were separated but living together.
Why is no one crucifying her? I know Elon's a douche, but you expect it from the most powerful person on the planet. Of course he's going to be a self-righteous asshole. But what about her, dude? She ain't innocent either. She's a homewrecker.
The newspaper also quoted sources as saying Musk dropped to one knee begging Brin for forgiveness.
Pussy! Oh, I'm so tough when I'm in public, but really I'm a dude on the spectrum that bangs all the women.
But the Tesla tycoon is blasting the story. He sent this photo of himself with Brin to the New York Post.
Elon Musk, man. Such an asshole.
And after more than 2 years of dealing with COVID, along with inflation and a divisive political climate, some Americans have simply had enough. And they're
People are actually moving. In the past, people would be like, I'm going to move. But now they're actually doing it.
packing and moving their families all the way to Europe for a new life.
My girlfriend's friend did that, and now she's really skinny. Like, it wasn't like she wasn't skinny before, but now she's, like, really skinny.
Plus, Trent has details.
Allison and Dustin Baxley are giving Inside Edition a tour of their new home in...
All right, that doesn't really translate to, you know, radio. But it was just them going around her kitchen, looking at it. It's really messy, but I would expect that over there. 856, don't even know what that means. 49, happy.
Hope Solo has pleaded guilty to driving while intoxicated.
Oh, yeah, she got probably a big sentence, right?
In March, the former U.S. women's soccer goalie was found slumped over in her car in a Walmart parking lot in North Carolina with her two-year-old twins in the back.
It's not as funny when the kids are involved, but that first sentence, that is a wild night of just debauchery, probably Xanax and booze.
In a Walmart parking lot in North...
Let me rewind. All these words, dude, listen.
March, the former U.S. women's soccer goalie was found slumped over in her car in a Walmart parking lot in North Carolina. With
slumped over in her car in a North Carolina parking lot of a Walmart. That is a rowdy night.
Her two-year-old twins in the back. She was reportedly sentenced to 30 days in prison, but will not...
Oh, yeah.
...have to spend any time in jail.
Oh, of course not. If any other white trash woman in North Carolina did that, they'd have to spend time in jail. But, oh, you play soccer and you're rich and elite. You're crazy, man. You're a sociopath. You're not someone I want to hang out with, and I think you'd think the same way about me. You're not really a good person, hope so. You scumbag.
Happy hour. Happy hour.
Happy hour will be right back.
Oh, yeah. This following segment is brought to you by Rich Keeley, Master Barbershop. But I tell you that Rich Keeley is the best in the Bay. I'm a man of my words. RichKBarber.com. Sign up for an appointment today.
Happy hour. Happy hour.
Well, it was good while it lasted, I guess.
But, Sheriff, the glory hole is the pride and joy of Dougal County.
Fella found an even older glory hole two towns over. Lord knows I ain't looking forward to telling the tourism board about this.
Such an elegant concept. A simple, lowly hole to commemorate his...
Live from Tampa Bay, you are tuned in to Hoppy
Welcome
Hour.
Welcome back to Hoppy Hour on Z Radio Live.
Ladies and gentlemen, here it is, the most listened to radio show on the planet. Even the other stations are tuned in, too.
Oh, yeah. 856 49 Hoppy. It's 856-494-6773. Tweet at me at Ryan Hoppy Radio, and you can always email me RyanHoppyRadio@gmail.com. I want to remind you that this segment's being brought to you by Mattress by Appointment Hillsboro with Dwayne the Mattress Guy. 813-452-5555. It's 813-452-5555.
Yo, what's up?
Baby, let's go.
When I tell you that he is the best in the Bay, a man of my words.
Whoa! Happy Hot Topic!
Tristan Thompson, Nick Cannon, Elon Musk. What do they all have in common? They're a deadbeat father. First talked about Elon. Now let's talk about Nick Cannon. Oh, jeez. It's showing the moment that his baby was born. He had it with the old girlfriend of Johnny Manziel, which he has to be dancing, just going, oh, my God, I didn't marry that dummy. But it's Nick Cannon and this woman in the hospital room holding their, like, her first baby and his, like, 15th.
Nick Cannon and Bree Tiasi are now proud parents to a baby boy.
Nothing says genuine like taking 9 selfies after it comes out of the little vagina. You know what I mean? Like, what happened to the days of I'm going to hold my new baby? No, we got to make sure the filter looks good on your Snapchat.
And reveal his unique name while documenting their intimate home birth.
Mm-hmm.
As you see, I love children. I try to document everything like that.
There's some...
How do you document it when you got 8 kids on all different parts of Los Angeles and you got 9 jobs? I don't get that, like, thing. Oh, yeah, I figure out a way, man. No, you don't, dude. You're not seeing the kids every day. Quit lying to yourself.
Her son's moniker was shared in a vlog the model posted on YouTube, where she gives fans an inside look into her pregnancy and natural delivery.
Oh, that's good. I'm so proud of her. She had a natural delivery, having sex and getting knocked up by a scumbag deadbeat. Oh, you're a real winner.
I am huge.
Yeah, you are.
Huge.
Shows her big belly before she gave birth, and she's just laying there with the dog. I must document every moment. This is going to be a great childhood for the kid. Got these two dummies having to film everything.
Any day now.
And when Bree finally went into labor, Nick stuck by her side through it all.
Hell yeah. I got about 5 more minutes and I gotta go do the talk show, you know. So yeah, if you can have the baby between 4:45 to 5:02 p.m., then we're good, because I gotta go talk to my agent at 5:03. That's how I think Nick Cannon probably has to deal with his days. He literally has to go hour by hour. Oh, man. Sounds like everything's going well in the household of Nick Cannon. This is the sound of his kids in 10 years talking to a shrink. Not trying to make jokes, just being honest. Why am I allowed to make that joke? Because I have raging daddy issues, so I am the authority on it.
Oh, happy hot topic!
Speaking of daddy issues.
Being a mom, I think having that experience with Travis would just be incredible.
Got it. Travis is just such a good dude because he's so cool.
Kourtney Kardashian and Travis Barker are still trying for a baby.
Oh, wow. That's good, man. That's really good.
Despite the Blink-182 rocker's recent health scare, he landed in the hospital with life-threatening pancreatitis.
Oh, yeah.
But a sort of...
Let's just pretend that didn't happen.
Tells ET Travis is in much better health now.
Oh, that's good, man. That is a good thing.
Our source says Travis still have baby on the brain and...
Travis, that nickname they have. Get it? Travis and Courtney, Travis. Yeah, it's really funny. It also sounds like an STD. Oh, God, his girl gave me a case of Travis.
Want to continue their journey to expand their family together.
Hell yeah, we're in our mid-40s. Let's have kids. Scumbags.
Quote, having a baby together is still an ongoing conversation, but Travis's health is top priority.
Yeah, you know, Kris Kardashian's like, have the fucking kid already, and Travis is like, dude, I'm having issues.
I love the idea of a blended family. I think that, you know, the more kids, the merrier.
Meanwhile, newlywed...
That's one way to put it when you have a nanny that does all the work.
Kids, the merrier.
Meanwhile, newlywed bliss hasn't worn off for the duo.
Got it.
We're told married life has been amazing and the kids are all adjusted and they are all living life to the fullest.
Hell yeah, you got it, man.
We're just, you know, living our best lives.
And we're aware on camera, but your personal life, a lot of skeletons there.
That's pretty clear from what we can see.
Yeah.
Courtney and Travis had a romantic getaway and did what they do best.
Kiss on camera. Oh my God, they're so edgy. Look at them. Dude, Travis Barker and Courtney Kardashian make out like it's 2005 and they're hanging outside of a Hot Topic at a mall. And they're like, let's passionately kiss to let each other know that we love each other and so we can humbly brag to the other sixth graders that we're making out. That's how they do it, Travis and Courtney. It creeps the hell out of me, dude. 856-49 Hoppy. So JoJo Siwa seems like kind of a princess. She seems like someone you really wouldn't want to be around. And we're about to find out right now. Oh, she's always smiling. I'm sure she's the happiest, most delightful person. You know who else was always smiling? Ellen DeGeneres. Just saying.
He never holds back, and he speaks his mind. Welcome back to Hoppy Hour.
JoJo Siwa is spilling some tea. The singer reveals the rudest celebrity she's encountered.
What, looking yourself in the mirror?
And drum roll, it's Candace Cameron Bure.
Who?
Incredibly shocked.
JoJo jumped on the TikTok trend where users quickly flash photos of celebs and categorize them.
That sounds like the most TikTok thing ever. Let's rate celebrities that are more talented than us. And that also makes JoJo Siwa look really amateur that she's even doing that. And that's not a good look, man. I'm going to be washed up by age 27, burned every bridge. Little brat.
One of the topics, rudest celebrity I've ever met. That's when she made the split second reveal with a pic of the Full House star.
Why you really got it, man? You're so edgy. You crazy 19-year-old, you. All those 19-year-old decisions you're making that you're going to cringe at in 10 years. We all went through it. Every decision we made when we were 19 years old. And you're either going to cringe at it in 10 years or think this was really cool, you.
But nothing gets by eagle-eyed fans who were able to decipher the celeb in question with a screenshot.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes I feel like they just want the drama.
Whatever.
It's not clear when exactly JoJo's unpleasant interaction with Candace took place.
Yeah.
But we do know back in 2016, the pop star attended the Fuller House premiere.
She's probably a little bratty 12-year-old. It sounds weird saying that, 12 years old in 2016. So then you find out the reaction of that incident right here.
Oh, happy hot topic!
Candace Cameron Bure is taking the high road. The Fuller House star took to Instagram to share a Bible verse on her story on Monday, which reads, "Trust the Lord always, Isaiah 26:4.
The way to respond to a 19-year-old is to share a Bible verse. Man, you're a dork. That's your rebuttal? That's your response? A Bible verse? Oh, it's so cheesy. Maybe JoJo Siwa is right.
The full verse reads, quote, "Trust in the Lord forever, for the Lord God is an everlasting rock."
Oh, you got him, man. I don't even know. Why would that be your response? Oh, you're so cool. Actually, I side with JoJo on this.
While the actress didn't mention JoJo Siwa by name, her post comes after the Dance Moms alum posted a viral TikTok where she claims Candace is the, quote, "rudest celebrity she's met."
Yeah.
The Full House star hasn't spoken out publicly about the allegations.
She should just be like, that little bitch.
And Siwa didn't go into any further detail beyond the video posted.
Yeah, because her lawyers were like, shut up.
Happy hour.
Happy hour will be right back.
Can you imagine being that PR team? Either you got the PR team telling JoJo Siwa, "Oh, you're so amazing," or you got the PR team going, "How can this brat quit acting up?" This following segment, What a Delightful Transition, was brought to you by DBInfusions.com. You're looking for the best CBD Delta 8? Go there. DBInfusions.com and tell them I sent you.
Happy hour. Happy hour.
Listen to me, Randy. It doesn't matter what you look like on the outside, whether you're white or black or Sasquatch even. As long as you follow your dream, no matter how crazy or against the law it is. Except for Sasquatch. If you're Sasquatch, the rules are different.
Forget it, Meatwad. I'm a circus freak. That's all I'll ever be.
Whatever.
Welcome back to Hoppy Hour on Z Radio Live.
Ladies and gentlemen, here it is. The most listened to radio show on the planet. Even the other stations are tuned in too.
Oh, yeah. 856 49 Hoppy. 856-494-6773. You can tweet at me at Ryan Hoppy Radio, and you can always email me RyanHoppyRadio@gmail.com.
Whoa! Hoppy Hot Topic!
What the hell happened to Jason Momoa?
Jason Momoa, unharmed after facing a head-on collision with a motorcycle. On Sunday, the actor was driving his 1970 Oldsmobile in L.A. when a motorcycle...
Why would you have an Oldsmobile? That's darky as hell.
Motorcyclist going the opposite direction crossed over the double yellow lines, crashing directly into Jason's car. California Highway Patrol confirms the collision caused the motorcyclist to be ejected from his seat. He was ultimately...
That sounds frightening. I wonder if he flatlined and was like, "Oh, there's no afterlife," and then woke up and was like, "Holy shit!"
Transferred to Northridge Hospital with minor non-life-threatening injuries.
Yeah.
According to the accident report, Jason got out of his car moments after the crash to help the other driver. He also flagged down another car to call 911. Jason.
Hell yeah, he's a real-life superhero. Moving on, 856-49-Hubby.
Britney Spears is continuing to put her mom on blast.
Oh, yeah.
The toxic singer took to Instagram on Monday, calling her mom out.
I don't even care that they do that anymore. I used to complain and be like, oh, my God. When they say the toxic singer, they're saying it because it's her hit, but it's kind of a play on words of Britney Spears being toxic. And I'd be like, oh, my God, the Hit Me Baby One More Time singer. That's what you should be introducing it as. Hear this.
Calling her mom out after she released a statement responding to claims Britney made about their relationship. Over the weekend, the 40-year-old posted concerning texts from 2019 that she reportedly sent to her mom, friend, and lawyer after allegedly entering a mental health facility. In the revealing note, Britney says she never got a response from her family.
Yeah, that's not really what you should be doing, though. But yeah, you got them beginning the video like, yeah, the toxic singer. None. You know what? I don't even care anymore. Britney Spears is toxic. You won. You're free. Why are you talking about the past? Dude, there's nothing worse than talking about the past. When you live in the past, man, it's dangerous. Dangerous. Like, really dangerous. Like, you're just losing the present moment. And all your memories when you're going to die and your life's going to flash before your eyes is you thinking about your trauma. Do not do that.
Whoa! Happy Hot Topic!
Kourtney Kardashian and Travis Barker spent a romantic weekend by the sea.
Hell yeah.
On Monday, the newlyweds shared loved-up Instagram photos of the memorable past few days.
I wonder what it was really like between them. These are some bland-ass pictures. In the big neighborhood with big houses, they got to show everybody, oh my God, look at our neighborhood.
Travis posted a selfie of him lounging on a beach chair while his wife rests her head on his chest.
Oh, that's delightful.
He also shared a peek at their feet and their view of the ocean.
Oh, no, it's really cool. Like, you guys are rich and are doing things because you're rich. Good for you.
And some big news from the frozen food aisle that has some shocked and outraged.
Oh, the outrage over ice cream.
Nearly 40 years, the beloved Choco Taco has been discontinued. What? Klondike confirming yesterday that the ice cream truck favorite will no longer be available once retailers run out of their current supplies.
Don't worry, this weekend you can just find yourself some chocolate tacos in Ybor City.
Happy hour. Happy hour.
Happy hour will be right back.
Oh, yeah, this following segment is brought to you by quadpod.com, QODPOD.com/Ryan Happy, the best podcast network around.
Happy hour. Happy hour.
Of the flame, I'm having a nook for.
Light him up.
Meat wad.
Here.
Encourage him in his habit.
That's a good smoker.
When did you start smoking?
This morning. I raise my wrist and I'm going to get tore up.
We shall acquire some wine on the way to the mall.
And then you can get tore up.
And pass out in the hot sun.
That's my balls.
I don't think Meatwad should be hanging around with
these
mean people.
Call Hoppy now. 856-49-HOPPY. Tweet at him at Ryan Hoppy Radio.
Let's do this.
Here it is, the most listened to radio show on the planet. Even the other stations are tuned in too.
Whoa! Happy Hot Topic!
Kardashian has some advice for all of the haters out there.
Tell us, Courtney. You guys are the ones that respond to haters all day. So, what's the advice you have for us? Because you're so brilliant, Kourtney Kardashian. You're a real rocket scientist.
On Monday, the 43-year-old reality star offered a, quote, tip of the day for social media trolls on her Instagram story.
Make a porno.
Writing, to all of you people with zero followers who love to comment on our posts, how freeing would it be to delete your finstas and live authentically?
Live authentically. There's nothing authentic about your family.
Say whatever you're going to say, just do it as you, not as a person who doesn't exist.
Do you even exist? You're a Kardashian. You got nothing inside of you. I mean, you have a lot inside of you. You know what I'm saying? 856-49-HOPPY. No. When I think of authentic, I think of Kourtney Kardashian. And when I think of someone that's totally not projecting, I think of Kourtney Kardashian.
Whoa! Happy Hot Topic!
In today's Tech Bites, Best Buy is testing out a downsized version of its store.
Why? There's no point to you anymore. Amazon won. It's not Best Buy's fault. They're just archaic. We're going to do an online thing. Why? So I can pay normal prices for things when I can get a used thing on Amazon? Sorry, Best Buy. You died like maybe 13 years ago.
The company is opening Digital First, a store today near Charlotte. It's much smaller than a regular Best Buy. There's a curated selection of items, but no large appliances.
The best part about Best Buy was when you get money from your family for Christmas or whatever, and you just like, buy this DVD and buy this movie. Like, now it's like, you look at the DVDs and you're like, ugh, I have so many DVDs because I have like Simpsons, Futurama, American Dad, all the Adult Swim. I have it all on DVD because who would have thought there'd be Netflix or Hulu? And in the moment, I'm like, I'm so cool collecting DVDs for cartoons. And now I look at it, I'm like, Jesus, that was why I wasn't getting laid. That and for many other reasons why I didn't lose my virginity in such a bizarre way at age 21. There were a lot of decisions as a teenager that kind of led to that.
Shoppers could purchase items by scanning a QR code.
Whatever. 856. What's going on with Brittany Griner, 49 Hoppy?
WNBA star Brittany Griner back in court this morning in Russia for her trial.
Oh, yeah. Kind of a big deal.
Maggie Rooley is tracking the latest developments for us. Good morning, Maggie.
Hey, good morning, Robin. Yeah, today's hearing only lasted about 40 minutes. And
It's kind of a short one. They're like, yeah, you're getting jail time. She's getting jail time. I'm sorry. I'm not trying to break your heart. I'm not trying to be mean. But when you don't have psychopath Trump battling for you, Joe Biden doesn't even know he has COVID. He ain't saving you.
We did hear from another witness for the defense. But Robin, the real moment from inside that courtroom today
was when she was like, oh, shit.
Was Brittany's message for her wife.
Oh, let's hear this. Ugh. You committed a crime. I'm sorry. It's bullshit, but it's the law, whatever.
This morning, Brittany Griner seen handcuffed as she's led into a Russian court. Locked into a steel white cage, she holds up a clear plastic envelope with two photos of her wife, Sherelle.
She's just coming off like an entitled American. I have a family I gotta go back to. They don't care.
Producer inside that courtroom talking.
You're in Russia, dummy.
Talking to Brittany through the cell bars.
Do you want to say something to Sherelle?
Good luck on the bar exam.
Yeah.
How do you feel? Do you
Wait, who was that? Oh, that was Brittany's voice. Okay.
On the bar exam.
How do you feel? Do you have any complaints?
No complaints. Waiting patiently.
Yeah, just waiting. She was such a brat. It's not even because she was like anti-American. She was just annoying. Like, this is something she would do.
Griner, a two-time Olympic gold medalist, was visiting Russia to play basketball in the offseason when she was detained in mid-February at a Moscow airport after vape canisters containing cannabis oil were found in her luggage.
I mean, she is getting fucked over, but it's like, you're in Russia, dude.
The Biden administration is under pressure to secure her release.
They're under pressure, but they don't care. He doesn't even feel any pressure besides his heart pressure.
Are working around the clock, behind the scenes.
What a country. Like, this basketball player gets in trouble and they're like working behind the scenes while like every other average Joe is fucked. This dumb millennial is like trying to be saved and they can't even do it.
Quietly. To do everything we possibly can.
Griner was expected to testify last week, but it was delayed at the request of her legal team so she could have more time to prepare.
It's not going to really help. finish with this.
Historic apology issued by Pope Francis during his trip to Canada, asking forgiveness for the Roman Catholic Church's role in the abuse of Indigenous children that went on for decades. NBC's Ann Thompson is in Edmonton. She's traveling with the Pope. Hi, Ann. Good morning.
Hey, good morning.
Good morning, Hoda. This morning, Pope Francis will celebrate his first public mass here in Edmonton. But it's
that's what everybody needs, that creep.
His words of yesterday that, in the opinion of one Indigenous leader, reverberate across the land.
Pope's a weird dude, man. Like, you're just like, you're like a leader of like something that's not real. Like, it's, get away from me.
Clearly and unambiguously, Pope Francis apologized to the Indigenous people for the abuses their children suffered by members of the Catholic Church in Canada's residential school system.
Hey, sorry you guys got touched, but Jesus will save you. he's the worst.
That system pulled children away from their families and tried to wipe out their culture, a policy the Pope called catastrophic.
Yeah, At least you admit it. You're never going to fix it, but at least you're able to admit it, bud.
150,000 children went through the system. Many suffered malnutrition and disease.
Yeah.
Some were physically and sexually abused.
But if you talk to any Catholic, they'll go, there's no problems in our religion. I don't even know why the Catholic Church is not being compared to a cult. It is one.
Happy hour. Happy hour.
Money. And like that, he's gone.
Happy hour is now over. Happy hour is now over. Happy hour is now over.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.